and welcome to our special video episode of Quiver the Green Arrow podcast. Now you know what we look like.
Yeah.
I am, of course, Amanda, and this is my...
Michael, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, obviously. There will be little thingies down here, little doobly-doos in the thing
that will
pop out and say who we are, and then you'll know.
Good, it's nice to meet you. Hi. Yeah.
Now that I've said that, I actually have to do it. Like, that's my way of keeping myself accountable.
It's good.
That now that I've said... Everybody, I'm gonna look in this camera now because we have a multi-camera setup. It's crazy. So I'm gonna look in this camera and I'm gonna say, now that I've said that, I have to do it.
You do. So does that mean that if I say something, you have to do it as well?
No.
For editing?
No, so if you were like, and then a comet streaks across, I'd be like, because if I'm in control of it, I just have to make sure that I don't look like an idiot.
Okay.
Right?
Fair enough.
So it's taken us a little while to get to you guys, and that's because it's the mid-season finale, so we wanted to do something special. B, it's Christmas.
Yes.
And C, snow completely destroyed Vancouver for the
one
two...
day.
Yeah.
It was the day that we planned on recording, and I could not get out here to save my life.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous. So, snow really does. Vancouver, we can deal with rain.
Yeah.
We can deal with, like, wet roads. It's fine, but it's the day that there's snow.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, we were a little late because I was doing a show for the week that the show aired.
Yeah.
So sad. Although the cool thing is that one of the guys from my show is actually in this episode of Arrow, which I thought was really awesome. So one of the guys from the Life Game is.
Give them a plug.
I do. Yeah. So I was doing a show here in Vancouver. It's called The Life Game Vancouver, and they do. It's a different form of improv. So it's really interviewing a guest, and it's that one person's life story on stage. And there's a bunch of improv actors, really awesome people from around Vancouver, and they do multiple shows and different things. So we get together every now and then, and they do shows, and I get to help them out as an associate producer and backstage, keep them all in line. So it's exciting working with Vancouver actors. And his Milky D is his name, and I'll point him out. He gets shot in the back.
Cool.
So, pretty fun.
We give you behind-the-scenes information
that
nobody else can give you because it's really pretty, like,
random.
Super, like, it's not even behind-the-scenes.
No.
Like, there's behind-the-scenes, and then there's something else behind that, and then we're, like, 16 blocks away behind those scenes.
Sometimes, literally, like, if it's in a warehouse, we're 16
away.
Blocks from the warehouse.
If only they were still shooting at Beresford they were for Smallville.
We'd be
in the neighborhood, but... cool. Well, let's get to our reader feedback.
Which is so
section.
Fun. This is like the best reader feedback
this
we've ever
best.
Had. I'm really
so it's a two-parter. Two people are going to get their say on this. These are both comments on our eighth episode, our most recent episode, previous to this one. And Lucas, spelt with a K, which I think
is
kind of cool.
Nice.
He says, "You guys are the best. Keep up the good work. Thanks in advance, Arrow fan from Scotland, UK." Lucas. So if I was a worse person, I would have tried to do a Scottish accent there, but I'm not going to be that guy. So I'm sure that sounded even cooler in Scottish. But so that's our first one. And that's awesome. And that's pretty much par for the course, right?
And we're international. We're internationally renowned.
Hugely international. So our second comment, and this marks a milestone for Quiver. It comes from Chris. And Chris says, "You guys suck, particularly Michael. But Arrow is a great show, so I will continue to listen. No hard feelings, but I don't think Amanda Konkin gets to voice her opinions enough. And y'all are kind of annoying." I didn't add in that's how
it says
it's written.
Y'all.
I'll read it how it's written. Chris, good for you,
that
I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that was great.
You know, if you're going to hate us, at least do it in the most
polite
obnoxious
way.
Well, I suppose polite.
He's like, no
that's
offense.
That's one way to look at it.
No offense. I don't like you. I'm still going to listen. I don't care. I want him to still listen, and that's, I think, the good part, right?
I suppose.
He still cares enough to listen to the podcast.
I would say, he's not listening for us. He's listening because he likes Arrow, and I can't fault him for that. It's a good show.
Yeah.
But he disliked us enough to not stop listening to us like most people would, but... to comment
on
how much he dislikes us.
Which is interesting.
But he's still going to keep listening to the podcast. Here's the thing, Chris. Nobody's holding you to this. Like, this isn't... you're not You're not under duress in any way. If you don't want to listen, you don't have to listen.
No, I want him to
listen. But maybe we'll turn him around. What? Maybe.
Oh, you got to be so mean.
Sorry, I just have to cut you off right there. Yeah. Because I want to keep the quality that we've been at.
Oh.
You don't get the joke? Do I have to explain the joke?
Oh, that you... I don't get to voice my opinion enough. Which, good on you, Chris, for noticing that. No, it's good.
That's why you see it in a positive light. Because he's like, Amanda needs to talk more.
And I'm like, yeah, you're like glossing, I do need to talk more.
You're glossing over the fact that he said, but you're both annoying.
Yeah. Like, I know I'm annoying, though, Mike. You like to think you're not annoying. I know I'm annoying.
No, I'm not annoying. I'm
exactly. I'm amazing. That's my point.
And I'm insightful. And there's a reason why this is the best Arrow podcast on the internet.
Is it on the internet? The internet approves of us.
Unless somebody else tells me otherwise, yes, we are the best Arrow podcast on the internet.
I think we're pretty great.
I think we got a little bit of competition, but...
It's good. Yeah.
I don't really consider them competition.
Thank you. Well, thank you for listening, and now you get to watch us. And we're gonna get into this, because so you only have to watch us for so long, because I know that could be... terrifying. So
yeah,
I'm excited for this episode. So lots of things where we're kind of like, yeah, that happened, we said it would. Yeah. Like, very exciting. Yeah. And a great episode and Christmassy. Yes. I loved how Christmassy it was
holiday,
and we're all in a holiday mood.
So you're actually gonna see me controlling the TV as we do this, because this is how our operation works.
We do.
I'm gonna hit play,
although we're watching from a weird angle. It's gonna throw me off. Usually I get the couch to myself. I get to spread out. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. So we had our previously on showing a whole bunch of shooting arrows and
Oliver without a shirt on.
Yeah, Oliver with no shirt.
It's good.
The lead up to this big episode because of the fact that the Dark Archer slash Merlin possibly slash whatever we want to call him is being debuted. So
debuted. Like, they didn't not tell us who he was.
Yeah.
We get to see his face in the end. Yeah. Hopefully you've watched it already.
I was a little bit worried that they were going to pull a Smallville and be like, it's obvious who this is, but we're not going to tell you. Yeah. Which is something that Smallville was famous for. Yeah. So the episode proper has actually started.
Yes.
And
we see Adam Hunt has died, and we've got people talking on a cell
phone. Well, he's not dead yet. Well, he got all of his money stolen, so he was on the magazine cover.
Yeah. Which I'm kind of glad. Remember, I said that this guy might come back later.
Yeah.
I totally did that. I was like, Adam Hunt, they were talking about him a lot. Anyways, it's kind of cool. I like that when they do that, when they have like actors and then they bring them back just for a random... Because they could have killed anybody, right? It's kind of cool.
Yeah, so he's confronting somebody. We don't know 100%
but he's saying, did you come back for another pound of flesh? So he knows who is coming.
Yeah, so we assume that it's Arrow, right?
Yeah.
We assume that it's Oliver. But you can tell just from that silhouette
that's not him at all. It's not Arrow swag. And then this, look at like a reversal. You see more of Diggle's flesh than you do of Arrow's.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it was sad that neither of them were shirtless. Just going to put it out there. But I love that they keep doing these like fighting montages in different styles all the time, right? Like they had the sticks before and I don't know. It's kind of cool. I'm liking them as like, I'm like this whole, let's set up and do our fighting montages and
Oliver's really big on the brown cargo pants.
Yeah.
He wore them last episode and he's back at like it's consistency with
and
the character.
Do you like how they're staying at neutral colors now that we've told them that we noticed how many bright colored pants there were?
Yeah. It's almost like they were listening and they retroactively traveled back in time and reshot.
Stopped wearing bright pants.
I don't even know.
No.
But so we get the first mention here that it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And that Christmas was a big deal before Oliver and his dad went missing. And every year they would do a big party and have a tree and it like trees in every room was the thing.
Which seems awesome.
And kind of awesome excessive. And totally excessive and very much of like the one percenter rich person thing. But he doesn't get it because like he's back and it's not happening. Yeah. Like there's no Christmas.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time that Oliver is forced to sort of recognize that the world has changed for them as well as for him.
And the flashbacks are back. Yeah. I love the flashbacks. They're so fun.
Yeah.
And I think you really, it was a good tone, right? Like, we were waiting, because there's, what, two episodes now where they haven't gone back to the island?
It was the two-parter with the Huntress, yeah.
They really, I'm glad that they didn't lose it. Like, this is a really necessary, because you set it up at the beginning of this episode when they did a flashback. I was kind of like, wait, are they setting up Yao Fei to be the Dark Archer? Like, is that, because I was really upset. I was like, no, but we said it was a different thing.
Yeah.
So this is why, right? I really liked it. They sort of threw that at me for a minute where I had to adjust my expectations of the episode.
They did, because he's really brutal, right? Yeah. The Yao Fei is really, really sort of black and white in the way that he deals with stuff.
Yeah.
And right here in this scene, he's got the that general... Captain guy or whatever he was, can't remember.
Yeah, the guy, the Deathstroke's dad.
the guy who was holding Oliver hostage and torturing him, and he's got him, and he's essentially saying to Oliver, like, he sort of throws him down, and Oliver's like, I'm gonna kill him, and he's like, you kill him, or you could use him as the one way off the island. But this is all sort of like, it's all another one of his tests. Like, it always seems like it's a test with Yao Fei.
And I'm jumping ahead. I can't remember how it ends. Because you really think he's going darker and that maybe he's, back for revenge or something. Yeah. But I don't think we found out what happened to Yao Fei at the end of it. Right?
Like, I don't think so. No, I think it's kind of...
So that's what set it up, is we're kind of thinking maybe it's Yao Fei back, right? Before they did the reveal. Yeah. So it's very interesting.
So, and Thea, again,
we talk over Thea and Oliver's, scenes all the time, I think.
Yes,
but she's got a colorful top on. It's red and sort of sparkly. So that's good. And red lipstick. They're switching up. She can only have one part of her in bright colors.
You know, we don't have to describe it to them as much anymore. I mean, there will be some people listening to this as an audio podcast, I'm gonna actually maybe put some clips in here.
So see, he says that. Get to see it. That seems like a lot of work.
So they're having this weird dinner party.
Ooh, talking about Arrow, and they're gonna say some names soon.
I feel like very this exciting. Was just the excuse to get this out, to get this mentioned.
Oh yeah.
Because otherwise, it's like, why are they having all these people over? This is very out of character for I can't remember his mom's name, but
Moira,
thank you. And Walter.
Guy, I love this.
Yeah, we have to call him something other than
maybe if they're like guy. Holiday. And how about Green Arrow? Yeah, John Barrowman.
And lame. He's just lame. That's his one word answer. He's just lame.
But I don't know why, they could have come up with something better. Come on, of all the times to put that in here. Yeah. Okay, remember how you kept saying earlier that sometimes it seems like they just write scenes so that they can, do a bit of dialogue, and it really isn't that good on either end? Like, it's not a very good scene, and it's not very good dialogue, and they really just sort of crammed in the episode. Anyways, I love that Felicity is back in this episode. Yes. I know that she's now, a semi-regular character, but I feel like it's worth pointing out each time.
She's billed, right? Like, she has billing at the beginning of the episode, so she's a regular cast member. We're definitely seeing a lot more of her.
Yeah.
She's very important to the plot at this
point.
Which
is great.
And she's been digging into stuff for Walter.
Yeah.
And she's kind of she's putting together that the people that the Arrow has been going after been on this list.
Yeah.
So now Walter, starting to put things together that Arrow has the list or is part of or something, right? Like, he doesn't have all the pieces yet.
Yeah.
But, and then we find out that the vigilante has struck again, which Oliver is a little bit confused as to why Adam Hunt would be dead by Arrow, because he's not the one who did it.
I feel like the whole point of this dinner is so that multiple people can sneak off, and it's not as weird when then Arrow goes away as well. And people are like, look, we're just rich, we have phone calls and important things to do, so we're just going
to
leave.
Everybody just has to randomly leave at different points.
The table.
But we're, we have the solid alibi for Oliver of, that's one of my contractors, I gotta go.
Yeah. Oh, I love, Detective Lance back in this episode.
Yeah.
Doing a great job. Oh, I love him. I love him in this episode more than most episodes because we got to see him as not an antagonist for Arrow.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he was still, he's still doing his thing and he's still kind of...
Well, it's interesting. I think that they're starting to build that relationship towards something a little bit more constructive. Than destructive, right? Because previously it's been very... this is me fast-forwarding to the commercials. Previously it's been really antagonistic between the two of them, like you said. But now he's coming in as another point of support for Arrow. And I mean, not entirely. They're still they've still got their issues.
And especially where he says at the end, right? Yeah. But they're definitely setting, and I mean, they have been for a while, and they and is that like they're setting it up as an ensemble piece, and as the idea that it's not Arrow is not I don't watch this just for Stephen Amell, right? Like I watch it because it's not just carried
by him.
No, not at all. Yeah. Although he is doing a good job. Although at the end of this episode, I'll talk to it when we get there, but I felt like it was a bit
anyways. So now we've got Diggle and Oliver are trying to figure out what's going on, who's behind all this stuff.
Some shop talk. Yeah. Compound bow.
Yeah.
Legitimate archer.
And Oliver's sort of putting his knowledge together, and he's like, well, if I could just get one of his arrows, I could figure out where he got it from.
Yeah.
And like this, we're not talking about a simple arrow. This is a professional, so it's going to be the sort of thing.
I love this. Call a cop.
Yeah, this is the sort of thing that's going to lead him to the answer. So he's going to, like we were talking about, he's going to look to Detective Lance for, you know, for the assist.
Yeah.
Let's call it the assist.
I feel like this cop set and Laurel's
office are a little bit too similar.
Like the same set.
I feel like they might be
redressed.
They just changed the lighting.
The lighting, because it's dark in this, and then
we'll
it's lighter
pay,
when they
we'll
do
have
it.
To pay a little bit more attention to that.
I feel like because that lighting, those windows in the back, and anyways, let's pay attention. Anyways, you call me the Hood. It's not a great nickname. So he's talking about a copycat, and again, conversation. Really, I'm just watching them right now. Sometimes this happens where I just sort of, I didn't realize one of the co-producers' last name is Lance. Pretty awesome. Maybe it was Lawrence. I don't know. It seemed like Lance. It came up quickly. We don't really talk enough, I think, about the people behind the show. And we sort of mentioned it a little bit. But like the idea that really at the core of the show are comic book lovers and people that know the genre that they're producing. And I think that has a lot to do with how well Arrow's doing and really getting the tone of these episodes. I think we sort of come to this consensus. One of the best episodes that they've had so far, right? And really, there's a real core to the show, and I think it really goes back to LA and the writers' rooms and the people that are not here in Vancouver and that are really keeping it going. So you can tell, tell when there's love behind a show.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we're sort of skipping over this part with Walter talking to the chief security.
This is a guy. He was just from the sciences
division,
applied sciences, I think, and on the list.
Yeah.
So he could potentially be a target.
Right.
And Walter's just sort of, what he's really doing here, he's acting like he's trying to warn this guy, but what he's really doing is he's trying to collect some information, right? He's trying to find out, does this guy know anything? Like, you get that cold stare back and forth where it's like, this scientist guy knows that Walter just knows something, and Walter knows that he knows that he knows. All that sort of thing. Like, it's the very dramatic CWS.
And I will say, the one thing that bothers me, we're in the, again, talking over Thea's and Oliver's scenes. But we're getting to that point where I'm really frustrated that you won't just name the organization.
Yes.
Like, name the organization. It's not going to take your mystery away. It's not going to lower the stakes. It's just annoying that it's this sort of superfluous thing that we're not quite sure.
Yeah.
So, if you've been holding off on it this long, it better be damn good when you actually tell us what it is.
Yeah,
right?
It like, better be like thing. An aha moment.
Like, it better be like, like, oh, that!
Yeah, yeah, like so, we find out that he's in league with, like, Lex Luthor and Maxwell Lord and, like, this whole, list of bad guys.
It'd be good.
It's a little bit odd. Like Ra's al Ghul should come up. Because the plot sounds awful lot like a Ra's al Ghul. Like, we're going to
really
reshape
does.
The city.
Yeah.
But we just kind of talked over this moment where Thea's boyfriend,
talking
I guess.
About a boy that she likes.
Yeah. He shows up, right? This boy, the boy shows up and is
twice
there for a second.
Episode,
And Oliver kind of scares him away a little bit.
Big brother.
He makes the comment about like the very like rich kid thing of like you're eating here, like he sort of talks down the restaurant, and Oliver's That's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's better than you think, right? Like he's sort of he didn't make a good
That's
first
true.
Impression,
yeah,
by
That's
insulting
fair enough. That's
true. The restaurant.
And I love that he's up here giving, like, you know how, like, the heroes always give, like, this really inspirational speech where he's like, we're going to have Christmas this year.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, all right, Ollie, we can just, it's good. It's fine. But yeah. I don't know. It's really, again, they're shoving these family dynamics down our throats a little bit as well, I think.
You think
just,
so?
I don't know, because I really just...
I think this was a really important story to get across, though, for Oliver to understand that things have changed for them as well. Because I think a lot of what's been going on is them trying to come to terms with, oh, Oliver is different. He's been gone for 5 years. He's been through so much. We've focused on that for the last 8 episodes. And now so Oliver is like, wait a second. Stuff happened to them as well. Yeah. I'm not the only one who's changed.
Yeah.
And this is his attempt to say, just because we've changed, just because I've changed, doesn't mean we're not still a family, right? So and Walter says to him, "You're a good man," and I think that's one of the reasons why he's doing what he's doing, because he's trying to hold on to that, to that one thread, and he's becoming more of a hero and less of a vigilante as we go, right? That's the whole thing at the beginning with them talking about everybody keeps calling him the Hood. He needs a better name. And we throw out the Green Arrow, and he goes, oh, that's lame, and it's because he's not there yet. But he'll get there, right?
At the end of season one, If they didn't do it for the mid-season break, they're going to do it for, I think, the end of this season, right?
I think when he hears Laurel say it, that'll be the moment that it sticks, and he'll be like, yeah, okay, I could be Green Arrow.
Sorry, we're here back on the island, and he's talking about how it's a penitentiary, right? They're really setting up this episode. They know we're not dumb. They know that we know that it's the Dark Archer. They know what kind of conclusions we're making about that.
Yeah.
But they're really, he's setting it up to be like, Yafe is a prisoner. This island is a penitentiary, really dangerous. So
we're not supposed to trust Yafe.
Yeah.
The flashbacks really get that across of like, you can't trust this guy. Yeah. It's interesting because although the what's going on for Oliver here somewhat mirrors what's going on in the episode. I think this is the first time that we've gotten a flashback that's somewhat disconnected. But I think that you're right on track that it's supposed to be disconnected.
Yeah,
what we're going for is this red herring of Yafe is this other archer, right?
It had me going for a while of it. Yeah. Anyways, and then we've got John Barrowman and Moira again. Merlin, I guess we'll call him. His actual name. But yeah, so they're really talking about family, and we haven't figured out, is he the head of this organization, or is he just like the main, gung-ho guy?
I think that there's a board of shadowy figures, there always is, and I think that he's one of the main members of that board, but I don't know that he is, the guy. I don't think he's the head.
Oh, and here's David. So he's walking down on the phone with the trench coat. It was awesome. He was at rehearsal, and he was talking about the things he was like about watching shows on television. And he's like, I don't want to watch all these television shows, but I do because I'm an actor and I live in the city. Yeah. So we talked about how, right, it's just about being working in the city and working in your job. Anyways, I thought it was really cool. So shout out to Milky D, which is great.
That's cool. Anyway, that's cool that we know somebody who got arrowed.
Yes, he got shot. But not by arrow,
should have a t-shirt. Like they should, the crew should give them t-shirts. Like, I got arrowed. Yeah. That one's free. You guys can use that. But yeah,
this is when we really get the Detective Lance going, like, this is not the same guy, and we need to be figuring that out, and then whoever his commanding officer is that we've never seen before didn't really realize he had a commanding officer, I guess.
Well, he's a detective, so there's obviously going to be a chief above him and then a commissioner above him.
But who's really saying he's really putting his foot down, right? Because we haven't had this power struggle with him previously.
Yeah. So is this guy's the chief?
I guess.
Because each precinct is going to have a chief, and then the commissioner is the police commissioner for the entire city. Sure. So, because that wasn't the same guy from the beginning of the episode, right?
No, that was the guy.
Was it the same guy?
The guy around the table, I'm pretty
was
sure.
Was it? Okay.
I have no idea.
It's hard to tell, because he was in his dress uniform at dinner, and then he was in his street uniform. I don't know if they were the same guy or not. Anyways, it was kind of unclear. So he pushed him
over the edge, and now Detective Lance is calling Arrow.
Yeah.
I really love this, that just, like, Ollie just has a phone. That, what if Detective Lance had been over at Oliver's house and been like, you know what, I'm going to call the Arrow right now.
Well, I guess we'll see one day, right?
Could happen.
That's one of those things, but because the the commissioner or whoever the chief is tying his hands, he's willing to resort to calling on the Arrow.
As a Christmas gift, it turns out he's like, you've got till Christmas. Yeah. They're sort of like, it's sort of a Christmas episode in all things, but then they're like...
I just want to shout out this commercial, this Target commercial with Spider-Man, Iron Man, and the Skylander Giant.
They probably won't be watching the same. A lot of them are from America.
Yeah, this is the CW.
Oh, is this the CW?
I reported on the CW. So if you're a CW, I think it's like the CW Chicago affiliate, then you probably saw that. But I would almost guarantee that everybody's seen the commercial now. It's an awesome commercial. Wicked Christmas commercial. Well, that's because you don't watch TV with commercials.
I watch more TVs with commercials than you watch. No, that's not true. I haven't actually had time to watch TV all of this month. It's ridiculous.
Except for Arrow.
I watched Arrow in two parts. I did. No, I do. I have time. I've been putting time aside for the things I love.
It's so great. Oliver's got this really fancy Arrow now, and and he's given it the exam, the once over, and it's very fancy.
A Teflon coated titanium blade serrated to split the bone. I love that.
The shaft is a specialized polymer.
And stronger than the typical carbon fastener. Wow. Custom job.
Carbon fiber.
Fiber, whatever. I couldn't really read
it. Yeah, so essentially what's going on is that this Arrow is so unique that it must have been custom made.
Right.
Like the tip and the shaft are very unique to one another. So he's like, well, we can find out who manufactured it, who did this custom job, because this is a one of a kind.
Nice.
And we'll be able to figure out. And then we have
look
the
at
nice,
the Windows commercial.
The
Windows
nice Microsoft phone. Surface. Good. Yeah.
Although those commercials are wicked, too. We're going to talk. Let's talk about consumerism at this Christmas episode today on Arrow. Anyways.
But nobody wants the Surface.
I love that she's holding up the Surface like as she's talking to him.
Product placement.
It's good. Yeah. And then she uses it again.
You know what? I'm just going to counter that by... holding up my iPhone.
Oh, don't.
And I'll just...
Boo.
I'll just...
down.
Boo, you're just upset because you have a BlackBerry.
Oh, boo. Yeah.
So he's gone to Felicity, who is looking up where did this come from. And
I love him. My friend Steve's birthday.
Horrible, horrible cover story. That I don't know, like...
He knows that she knows that there's something up, right? But what is she going to say?
I hope that he does. I hope that he does.
I would argue that there is no way that he's dumb enough to think that she doesn't think something. Because I would have lost all of my respect for Oliver if you think that that's actually what's happening in this conversation.
He's got to know,
and she... Because he knows that she's smart enough to figure that out.
Yeah. I hope, look at those two
computer screens and she's using the Surface. Anyway.
The last time we got an interaction with them, we did get kind of a knowing wink from her.
Yeah, we did, Like, she knows.
I know this isn't what you want, but I don't know that she's figured out that he's the vigilante.
No, I don't think it's that far, but I think that she knows that there's something there, right? So I don't think he's trying to, like, doubt her intelligence by saying anything otherwise, right?
So he's using a ridiculous excuse then.
Yeah. They did say Sagittarius. Is that important? Maybe that has...
Sagittarius is the archer.
Well, yeah. So maybe that has something to do with, like, the organization. Who knows?
It might. I think it's just a nod. It was manufactured... Was it manufactured for Sagittarius or by Sagittarius?
Oh, good question.
Because I think... I don't remember. I think it was by a company, Sagittarius, which makes sense. Happy Hanukkah.
I like the look that he's kind of like, oh... Like, you could just see, like, the look on his face. It's good.
And then that really sort of, like, random scene with Detective Lance and with Laurel.
Yeah.
Kind of coming out of nowhere.
It's Christmas. It's their, like, tradition. They're sort of talking. But it is. We don't have many of these at all. I guess he's been fired. Maybe he has time to be with her. Maybe he would be with her all the time.
Was
if he had
fired,
time.
Though? Or is he just, like, suspended? He's off the case.
Off the case, yeah.
Right? So he doesn't have anything particularly to do.
Yeah.
I don't think he's been fired just yet. you might be jumping the gun on that.
And this is interesting that she's talking, like, they both don't like Arrow, but they're both talking, like, about him in a positive light. Like, I think they really get that there's something else to him. By the way, I love this with Tommy and her dad. I just love these kinds of scenes. I just think
it was great because it's very much the opposite of what your average CW show would do with this, right?
Yeah.
With this opportunity.
It's like super, like... Merry Christmas, sir. Oh, I just love Tommy. Maybe that's what it is. Proficient with firearms. It's so cute. I love them both. They're you of do, my favorite
you have Mexicans. You have a thing about Tommy.
I do. He's fantastic. I love him. Especially that he's not the bad guy. I was just so upset that he's going to be the bad guy. He's got the puppy
dog thing going on with this whole story with him and Laurel. So and I think that that's
like,
a lot
sad.
Of
he's all sad. And he's like, you don't really love me.
It's too funny.
Sad. It's good.
But you know, and she's kind of like, maybe there is something holding me back. You know, like there's a lot of these moments throughout the episode to sort of distance her from Oliver so that I think that we're not sitting there
like
going,
waiting for them to like, yeah,
they're
going to
get together by the end of the season.
Because that's not what it is. No. He is wearing plaid. Why is he wearing plaid? Anyways.
Shout out to Smallville.
Oh, yeah. But cute. I mean, he gave her a Christmas gift and I he's just really trying really hard, which is nice.
And Detective Lance is very much like, oh yeah, those rich guys, and you know he's just trying to buy your affection.
Tommy's not rich anymore.
No, he's not rich anymore, and he's having to learn to get by on his charm, not
and his good looks. And he's gonna be working for Ollie soon, which will be exciting.
Yeah,
hopefully.
So she opens it up, and he's going off about he's so selfish. They do whatever the damn please.
Yeah.
Throwing around the dams like he always does.
Yeah.
And then it's this awesome ornament, this photo ornament of Detective Lance and his two daughters,
which is so cute,
and it's like totally he's on the brink of tears, like he's so close.
He's such a good actor. He's God, I love fantastic. Him so much.
He's so amazing.
Amazing.
And now Oliver's out.
This is when he almost gets blown up, right?
Yeah,
this is like the one actiony thing, right?
He's looking
into
Sagittarius. He's looking in
at 10245 Wharf.
10245 Wharf. Yeah, we're going to have to figure out. Somebody look up that number for us and see if that's important.
So
I think it probably is.
Yeah, like in paint on the side of a door.
Yeah, those Easter eggs that we've been getting previously. So it's got to mean something. Yeah. It must.
I'm sure. They don't just put that stuff in there. Anyways.
Maybe it's the first appearance of Merlin.
Ooh. Maybe. That would be awesome. Oh, and then so Ollie's not dumb, and he like this is great where it zooms into his eyes, and he's like, "Oh crap!"
It seems like he's even like less on the makeup now than he has previously, which it's like, dude, figure it out. I love this bomb. Like they could have just gone with your simple ticking time bomb, but instead they went with this really cool, elaborate, because when the liquid hits that fuse, it explodes.
I love that he just has his like his special arrows.
Yeah.
Are they usually one episode in terms of the special arrows, which is good.
I think we've gotten by in episodes without special arrows, just with without the gadgets.
Sometimes they're funner.
But that's really like that and the main fight sequence. I think that's about all the action.
That was all the action in this episode, and it's still still like a really good episode, even though
really well paced.
Like. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Like, we didn't need a lot of action, I don't think, for this one. I think they had enough, like, human moments.
Yeah.
Again, maybe that has to go back to, like, the idea that it's centered around it's a holiday episode, and...
I guess we have a little bit of action on the island as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's that. But yeah, so, we're back at Queen Mansion of Ridiculousness for the Christmas party. And everything's cool. Everything's good.
Very exciting.
But Diggle's a little bit, he's kind of flipping back the other way, like what are you doing being Martha Stewart's elf?
Yeah.
It was a little bit flip floppy.
Hey dude, Thea invited me. I hope that's cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna use the word douchey. He's a douche.
Yeah.
A douchey boyfriend ish.
Good luck, kid. I love Diggle. Oh, he's so great.
Shows up.
He knows that Oliver is the guy to impress.
Yeah.
And he gives the mom flowers, I think that's hilarious. Merry Christmas. Anyways, they're all hanging around and having a good Christmas party and got a holiday photo. I love it. She's like, the cards are already out. And he's like, no, it's just, we just need a picture. It's just a picture.
This is just what, we're family. This is what we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's trying to bring some sort of a sense of family back to them because now that he's got his stuff sorted out. I think all the stuff with Helena, was it Helena?
Yeah.
Helena? Yeah. Sorry,
it seems like a long time.
It was like 3 weeks ago now. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, I guess. All that stuff, I think it sort of put some things in perspective for him.
Yeah.
That if he doesn't have his family, that's what he has to look forward to.
Yeah.
If he thinks that he's alone, then he's going to be alone, right? But he's got this family around. He has friends. And there's Laurel in quite the red dress.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye, I was like, who's Tommy with? Oh, Laurel. Yeah. Why is she wearing
this? Because usually she's very casually and conservative, but that dress
That's great.
Something else.
It's very Christmassy.
Yeah. And it's kind of, it's another one of the awkward moments, but I love it because they address it.
Yeah.
They're not just ignoring it. They're not, it's not like a 90210 where they just pretend like everything's
fine.
Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah. No.
This isn't weird at all. Or somebody just has a dramatic storm off moment. They acknowledge it.
And then
it's like, well, maybe like, let's just have a moment. You know, between Oliver and Laurel.
That's
right?
One of the reasons why their relationship is going to work. Tommy and Laurel. It's going to be fine.
For now.
For now. I think until she becomes Dinah, I'll put it out there. Until she becomes the Black Canary, she'll have no reason to be with Oliver.
Yes.
I really don't think, because she... Yes. I don't think she'll become the Black Canary with... Like, before she... Like, before Oliver. Like, I don't think he would make her into that. I think she needs to do that on her own.
Yeah.
And then that would give her more incentive to... Anyways, we're talking over Moira and Walter having, like, a real relationship moment in this episode, which is exciting.
Yeah, I love it that it has nothing to do with, like, this sort of, you should be making me a part of this. All he cares about is,
like,
he loves her, and they're married, and they shouldn't be keeping secrets from one another. So his attitude is very much like, you keep these secrets, and you keep telling me that you're going to come clean with me, and then I find out more. And she's like, well, you keep digging.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you wouldn't have to dig if you would just tell him.
Well, and she acknowledges here, right? Like, I'm them. The idea that she's really, he doesn't understand that she's, I think, a little bit deeper than he realizes.
Yeah.
Right? And so she's really trying to protect him, I think, which is nice. Like, she genuinely... And you can see at the end of the episode, too, like, she's made hard choices that she genuinely is dealing with. We're getting more to her character, which is nice for me. I'm a little bit... She's been very sort of one-dimensional and not really someone that I've connected with. But I think they're trying and they're making a real effort to get us to connect with who she is as a person. So, I was going to say, that's good. Anyways, and then we get Laurel and Tommy... Or, no, Laurel and Oliver are going to chop and drink them both. See, I love Tommy's one-liners have really... They just... It only took 9 episodes.
Yeah.
But now they're golden. Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
So they're going to have this moment, and she's kind of... The thing that's holding her back, Tommy mentioned it earlier, and Detective Lance even kind of said, you know, something is holding you back. And she's like, it's Oliver. So she's, rather than being stupid about it, like they do on all these other shows,
she's
going
like,
to confront it. She's going to come right out and say, look, you and I are a thing, but now I'm with Tommy and it's always going to be weird. But she can be happy with Tommy. She can't be happy with Oliver.
Yeah.
And Oliver knows that.
Yeah.
So for him, like he doesn't even really say anything much. He just kind of gives her this kiss on the cheek and he goes, I'm happy for both of you. And that's
just,
it.
Like,
that's all he needs to say. And she gets
she
it. That like he's good with it. He's fine. It may not be what he wants, but he wants her to be happy and he wants Tommy to be happy. Like, genuinely. I don't think that there's any sort of insincere stuff going on here. That, like, he really means that. And then we're rudely interrupted.
Why wouldn't you lock your door? I'm sure you have a lock on your door. You live in a rich mansion.
Yeah.
Anyways. And plus, I don't understand what he expected to find in that room. Like, aside from what he found. So, you know. Anyways.
They were getting frisky for those
who didn't see that part of the episode.
Yeah.
But she's... Okay, I'll give Thea this. She's getting the lines that are telling Ollie what he needs to recognize.
Yeah.
Like, she's doing a better job of that and really, like, asserting her importance in the series, I guess, because it wasn't really there previously. Like, they're slowly getting up to this fact that she's really the reason that he understands that things are not going to be the same and that she has a different life and that she's someone different, and it's good.
And then Diggle's just there. Like, he's just there. Yeah. We didn't see him walk up.
No, we did see him walk up.
Well, kind of, but not really.
The hostages.
This other vigilante has a bunch of people held hostage in a warehouse somewhere.
Yeah.
And they're on the TV reading sort of this ransom note.
Which is sad. Like, I just don't... again, it's one of the reasons why you think it's Yao Fei, I think. Like, they really set it up to be like, this is sort of what Yao Fei, like, he wants someone to come, he wants to be confronted, and anyways, it's just very...
So he's issuing an ultimatum, essentially.
Yeah.
That the vigilante needs to surrender himself to the authorities. He's got 1 hour to do it, or 1 hour, and then they'll kill a hostage. So every hour, he's going to kill another hostage. Yeah. So he's got to sort this out, but he's not afraid of it, because he's like, this guy's just a pretender. I've dealt with people like this before. And I think he's a little bit overconfident. He's got a little bit of hubris.
You get that, right? Where he's really, he just doesn't, because he doesn't, I don't think he gets, do you think, this is a question that we haven't really talked about. Do you think that he thinks it's Yao Fei?
No, I think that he just thinks it's one of the, like, that just it's somebody trying to goad him into it. Like, and look thus at him far, run.
Oh, this is awful.
Thus far, he's been like his trial by fire, right? We're seeing right now this stuff on the island, this fight with Deathstroke and Yao Fei.
Yeah.
A really wicked fight. Which is
epic, by the way. Yeah.
And we're seeing, like, this is the sort of stuff that Oliver's been through. He has a right to be confident to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And since he's been back, he's really only had one or two moments where he was slightly unsure of himself, right?
Yeah.
But for the most part, he's been able to handle everything that's been thrown at him. Like, he's gotten curveballs and he's had to adjust, but he's overcome every obstacle. So he's just going, like, this vigilante, like, this copycat is no different than anybody else that I've dealt with. I'll go and I'll sort him out and everything will be fine.
He hasn't fought Deathstroke yet, and he hasn't done anything on the island, really. I'm excited that it looks like this island stuff is not going away, which is exciting. No. And we're really going to get more here, and I'm excited by that.
I firmly believe that we'll get Deathstroke. We'll get the fight, the showdown between him and Deathstroke at the end of the season,
and
while he's fighting Deathstroke in the present as well.
Deathstroke mask. Deathstroke's dead. Didn't you see the mask? No, he's not.
Deathstroke's not an easy guy to kill. Deathstroke's not an easy guy to
kill. Just steal his mask and run away. Yeah. Oh, and then this warehouse,
they've got the robot, like, they're going to try and go in with the police robot, the SWAT team or the bomb. Because it's there's mines or bombs or something set up to the doors.
I love that this is, like, hilarious. Then he's like, which way are we going to get in? You got a better idea, Sergeant? And I love this, and you got Ollie going like, ooh, I'm just going to come in through the roof.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's kind of epic.
It's awesome.
Yeah, of his zip line in. And he's in, like, there.
Smashes through the ceiling. Why not? It's good. Or the window, I guess, because they shout out to that. I thought that there would be more of a, like, no, you can't take the hostages. But no, he's just kind of like, no, I'm just going to free
these hostages. Was all just to get them there.
Yeah, okay.
Let's be clear. It's Merlin. We know it's Merlin.
Yeah.
This was all his plan, just to get Oliver there. To get the arrow, the vigilante, there to deal with him.
Yeah.
Right? Because we've been talking about it the last few episodes. Merlin wants him out of the picture. He's tired of him messing up all of their plans.
And that's really... It makes you realize... So the thing is, earlier where I was like, I wonder if Merlin's the head of the guy... The fact that he dresses up like this and goes and like kills people makes me think that I was wrong in that assumption. Like, he's clearly not the head of anything, because he wouldn't be doing this if he was, right? He's the guy that gets stuff done, I think, for something that he genuinely believes in it, right? So he's not just a mindless drone, how sometimes, you know, if there's an organization and you have the people, he has something to do with it, right? The same stuff we were talking, we've mentioned it before, but how Ra's al Ghul, like, actually did stuff, right?
Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah. It would be a weird twist if it was the League of Shadows that he's working for, and it was connected to Ra's al Ghul in some way. Because that would be our first real allusion to the fact that Batman could be around. Yeah. He'll never be in the show, but he could be around.
Like, is in the same universe.
So
he's just getting his ass kicked. I was like, how can you get shot twice in the back?
Yeah.
Like...
Well, but he's got... You have to remember that he's wearing a bulletproof vest. Okay, and yes, the arrows, particularly the ones that we got described to us earlier, are going to go... They're going to go through that vest, but not deep, right? So that's where you can get the sense that, like, yes, that hurt. Yes, he got... They're in him.
Yeah.
But it's not like It's not like when he shot your friend earlier.
Yeah.
And where it went right through his chest and was sticking out the other end.
It didn't go through.
Yeah.
And he breaks it off here. That's just off. Like, ow. I actually thought about that as I was sleeping last night. I'm like, that must have hurt. But so I love how, like, he didn't see Ollie's face, but yet he's got this whole, like, ninja mask on. And you're like, obviously you can see Oliver's face. Like, I don't... Anyways.
But it's dark and he's got the stuff on his eyes. So it's going to obscure it a little bit.
A little bit, I guess. And then, I don't know.
He does need the mask, and he will get it eventually. I really feel like they're setting up an evolution of the character.
Well,
that's a lot of the stuff that we've seen.
Isn't the whole point of the show? Isn't that what the show's about?
But not in the same way that, like, Smallville was the journey from him being a boy to becoming a man to becoming Superman. But more so, like he is already
Arrow.
He is already a superhero, but he's not the superhero that we know.
Right.
So, like, we're not. Although we are seeing it because we're seeing it in the flashbacks, his sort of his origin story and the genesis of how he becomes that hero, how he becomes the vigilante. At least what we're getting now is it's a year one story and it's a refinement of which has been a popular thing in comics in the last few years. Is this idea of a year one when the heroes are out there and it's difficult. At first, right? Because we know them now in 2012 as the iconic sort of mythologies that they are. Yeah. But in order to examine that, we got to go back and say, like, but they weren't always that way, right? Like, they're not gods. They're men. That's the whole point. That's what makes superheroes so great.
That's what they're doing with all of the stuff now, right? Like, ever since Batman Begins, right?
Yeah, Batman Begins, but it happened in comics before it happened in the movies.
Yeah.
The movies reflected a change in the comics because stuff like Year One and Superman Birthright and stuff like that. Like, there were a lot of these stories that were going back and sort of, and stuff had been rebooted and that sort of thing. So it was just a modern approach to comics.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it now. We saw it in movies with Batman Begins, and then a few years down the road, we see it with Arrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. It's sort of a natural evolution of things, and I think that that's exactly what the show's going to do. It's going to get us to that point where he becomes the Green Arrow, and that's why I talked about it earlier when Merlin says, "What about Green Arrow?" He goes, "That's lame."
Yeah.
Right? Because he's not there yet. As a person, he's not there yet. He hasn't embraced that stuff. He doesn't, definitely doesn't have the lighter side yet.
And this is where she clearly states it, right? I'm not the same person, Ollie. Yeah. Sorry, we totally skipped over this. They're in the hospital.
He's in the hospital. Yeah.
But you really, it's nice, right? Where he's really realizing he's beaten and bruised and sort of him being the Arrow has sort of backfired right now and he's broken and his family's there, right? And that was the whole point of them, of him wanting to. They said some sort of joke about the candy canes earlier on that I totally forgot.
The boxes of candy canes. He asked if, does mom still get those boxes of candy canes that we used to just eat.
And then here you go. I thought that they were just going to get the Dark Archer, like, walking up and then stopping. But you can see, like, it's John Barrowman's eyes, so...
Yeah,
so
you know, but it had me guessing in this last scene, like, is it him?
Are they not going to do it?
Yeah. Who's it going to be?
They could have a good job with that, right? They could have easily... Oh, and here I was like, damn, Mike was right! But then I'm like, wait, no, he wasn't! Because Moira loves him. So they set it up. And he doesn't get shot. He gets, like, darted or put to sleep or...
Yeah, so he gets drugged.
Yeah.
And he's going to show up somewhere else.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be harmed.
Yeah,
but
which is great.
I don't know if they'll hold to that.
I really don't think. Well, it'll be used to turn to, like, be a point of...
Yeah.
Right? It would change something. So, it's... I don't know. I like that they're using love on Moira as a weakness. Yeah. And it's what makes her character... come around, right?
But the interesting thing is that's counterpoint to Merlin, to John Barrowman's character, because what have we seen him do in regards to his family? He's essentially disowned his son. Like, he's been like, you're goofing around too much, you're lazy, you have no ambition, you're done, you're cut off. Yeah. Like, I have...
Which and is has, why he's like, the bad guy.
There's,
that's, like, the point.
There's no love there, right?
Like, yeah.
But it's just interesting that they're using that, and Moira's in white, and he's in black.
He is, and here's where they're talking about it, right? I'll feel a sense of accomplishment. So his is about the what have you done, and hers is about the feeling, right?
Yeah.
So this idea of she's really tapping, right? That's what they're talking about, these different things. And again, the organization's vision of what the city should be. So in less than a year, is that what he said, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to find out God, we're gonna we better find out by the end of the.
I think we will. I think we will. And yeah, we'll. I don't know if we're gonna end up with a finality to Merlin or like if they're gonna
what they're gonna.
We've talked about that before, and them doing like a Green Goblin sort of thing with that character and with Tommy,
which I know you don't want, but
I could see it. So this is
again Diggle doing the five hostages are back with their families. So you did do a good thing. So really just keeping Ollie grounded, which is great. But then this, I like this. He'll get his as the last sort of this final beat where he's talking about a bigger problem and setting it up. Again, this is my thing with the show. It always sets things up to be like, here's the stakes that you need to, like, here are the stakes. You think they're here? No, they're actually here. It's like, no, we knew they were here. You don't have to, like, pan around Oliver talking about it and then blow it up. It's
we know a fight
is coming. We know that Ollie is going to play an important role. So I think there's someone else out there, right? So I guess this is the thing where he realizes that maybe it's not about the Dark Archer, that it's about something bigger and the book. So that's good, I guess. Really taking it's serving the purpose of the narration, what it used to previously, right?
His conversations with Diggle are catching us up, are getting
Look
us.
Look at this CGI of these buildings.
With
it's
the snow
just
and
beautiful.
The city. Yeah.
Starling City. Can they fix that arrow thing for when we come back? Please fix it.
The sound?
And just the arrow zooming out and being like, arrow. It's like, do something. I haven't seen Eggman's preview
back
for next week.
We're back January 16th.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah, with Burned, I think, is
Scorched?
No, I think it's Burned. I'm pretty sure it's
Scorched
Burned.
Scorched is a play. Burned is the episode. Yes.
Okay. We're back January 16th is when we'll have another episode of Arrow for us to talk about, and I'll just pause it right there at the Victoria's Secret fashion show. That's our mid-season finale. So all that stuff that we thought was going to happen, we got
most
it.
Most of it happened. Very exciting. Yeah. Yay us for being sort of right on some sort things and horribly wrong on other things, but that's okay. Thanks for listening to us, or I guess watching us this time.
Yeah, watching
which is fun.
This time.
I apologize. I didn't really like look at the cameras, and I kind of feel awkward because I was like looking backwards for most of the.
That's fine.
It's all good. We're not that's used fine. To the video setup.
It's a new thing. And you know what? If it was terrible, let us know. If you don't ever want us to waste resources on this again,
we won't,
and we'll just give you guys audio. But if you guys enjoyed it, let us know. This is going to be on YouTube, so if it's on YouTube, that means that we have our own YouTube channel.
Ooh,
so you guys should subscribe down here, or maybe here. I think I'm going to try and figure out how to do the things so that, like, click somewhere in this area. Click Amanda's face.
Oh, don't put it there. That's so mean.
I don't know. Just somewhere. Click somewhere. That'd click subscribe.
That means we have to put up more videos as Quiver the Green Arrow podcast.
But we're going to, because we're gonna do stuff during the summer.
Oh yeah, right. I knew that we were actually gonna go do some different things, and it'll be exciting.
It will be.
Yay.
So
also thanks for listening if you're listening to the regular subscription. So that's good.
We don't want to discriminate.
No.
We don't want to drop one service just to have another.
And thank you for sending us some not fan mail, which is exciting. We like to hear your feedback in all kinds, as always. Follow us on Twitter if you don't already, at Quiver Podcast. Like us on Facebook.com/QuiverPodcast. Email us, mail@QuiverPodcast.com.
Yep, and QuiverPodcast.com is where you can find subscription links and videos like this. This will be posted on the site. So if you're watching us on the site, that's cool too.
Leave
comments. The comments that we read today were both left on the actual website. So that's another way to interact with us.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, let us know how this went. This is new for us. Give us some tips, what you'd like to see, if you liked it, if you didn't like it, all that sort of thing. So that's going to do it for us until January 16th when we're back.
It's like 4 weeks. We won't see you.
It's a little while, But happy holidays to everybody.
Yeah.
Whatever your holiday of choice is.
Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Ramadan.
There you go.
Have a good one.
Covered just about everything. Winter solstice in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And Saturnalia.
Yes.
Today, actually.
It is.
Happy winter solstice, everybody. Yeah. Even though this will be posted not on winter solstice, but you know. Thanks.
And thank goodness the world didn't end because we have another half
of Arrow to go.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for the new, like, latter half of the season, and it's going to be awesome. And thanks for keeping making Arrow. It's fantastic. So
awesome. Yay. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys next time.
See you later. Bye. This is where you have to have the arrow that shoots past and is like, remember we talked about that?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Just picture it.